What's going on? We're live, my friend. What's going on? Today we're talking about flipping real estate and how to start the business from scratch. And as usual, you're gonna watch me prospecting live. My dialer, we start dialing in a minute here. So it's gonna be a lot of fun. You're gonna watch me in action. At the same time, you're going to learn some really cool things about how to start your business on a budget, okay? More like starting on a budget, okay? So that's some of the things we're going to be digging into details. Now, also, I have the slides that I was going through since yesterday. This is the fourth of this series. Frankly, I have nine different of this series that set up, but I'm having such a good time and it's such a productive activity in my business that I feel like I may just keep going until the point when it's absolutely not worth my time and I may outsource that or have somebody else doing it. Okay. So this is going to be a lot of fun. So hang around there. I want to show you what data we have going on thus far. And I'm going to switch screens back and forth. And in about 3 to 5 minutes, we're going to dig deeper and start going very, very hard here. So bear with me as I switch screens really quickly to show you the kind of data we have going on with our dialer, and then we'll take it from there. As you can see here, since we started, we've made a total of you can see here a total of 16 calls to expired. Essentially, I made some calls to expired yesterday, and I decided that it's not my cup of tea. Besides, pre-foreclosure is where I've made all the money I've made so far, where I've closed most of the deals I've closed so far. And my experience with expired hasn't been the greatest. Doesn't mean it doesn't work. It just means I may not have enough patience for it as well too. So you want to be careful when people throw data at you and tell you this is the type of lead that's better, this one is better. Some people say tax default is better. Some people say pre-foreclosure are better. I would typically on an average probably be skewed towards pre-foreclosure better because I have experience closing all my deals from pre-foreclosure, but it's a biased opinion, okay? Just because I had success, I've had a lot of success in it, okay? But one thing I want you to understand is that motivated sellers can come from anywhere, and that's really the best quality of leads, okay? Motivated sellers. And honestly, if somebody was selling it somewhere, such a list of leads, I would not buy it because chances are they're lying. Because why? Because the honest truth is that for you to find motivation, you have to work, okay? No one is selling such list, and if such list exists, they are no more motivated because people can be motivated in the moment and tomorrow is a little bit different. And a lot of motivation comes from the relationship you build with these people as well. So it's something that you just want to pretty much pay attention to that. So because of that, yesterday, because of my bias towards pre-foreclosure, I decided to put all my energy and my efforts into where my strength lies. Okay. So if you don't have any experience so far and you want to get started, I may recommend pre-foreclosure because you're going to learn a lot from me because of the way I talk to them, because I know the pain they're going through. I know the ins and outs of that business. I know all the exit strategies that comes with that, especially locally here. But it's pretty similar around all 50 states in the United States. And if you're anywhere else in the world, you can take a lot of concept from this and learn from it as well too. All right, so I've called 16 expired pre-foreclosure, 173 I've called so far. I've called 189 leads in total. And I've made 404 calls. Why? Because some of these leads have multiple numbers, okay? And I've made 23 contacts. So that tells you that there's a lot of work that goes into finding and closing your first deal. But the good news about entrepreneurship in general and real estate in general, hey, the good news, first of all, is that I have my water here for today. I'm going to be talking a little bit for 90 minutes, right? All right. And so, the good news is that it gets easier as you go because you're making all these contacts, you're building relationship, and your relationship, some of your relationship are going to be paying off 3 months from now, 6 months from now, years down the line. So, every contact here, every voicemail, 117 of them I've left voicemails. Every single one of them is a touch in my business, and every touch counts towards your revenue, okay? And six callbacks, okay? And that's all done in almost 6 hours, 5 hours, 47 minutes, and 39 seconds. All right. So with that being said, we're gonna I'll get started today. I typically switch the screen over to my slide where I'm going to be training from right now, and then I will start dialing. I don't want to show the screen of the contact information of my dialers just to protect the privacy of these people. Their information for pre-foreclosure is public, but the phone numbers are not necessarily public, and I try to protect that as much as I can while maintaining the integrity of this session as well too. Okay, so if you this is brand new, so not a lot of people are joining me live, but you want to join me live, feel free to join me live. And also, if you want to bring your people on board, you want to refer people, you want to share this screen with people, please go ahead and share with people. Also, I want you to know that you can I want you to download my book. Now you can. I want you to go download my book. It's absolutely free at myempirepro.com. If you haven't done that yet, I want you to download my book. Most of the concepts, all the concepts I'm talking about, the way my mind works, everything is in that 200 pages. And it's something you want to read at least up to, you want to read it 13 to 15 times, okay? 10, 13, 15 times before you grasp a full concept of everything I'm sharing with you, before it becomes a second nature to you. As you notice, a lot of this stuff is kind of natural to me, but it took, I mean, I started back in December. I launched my business back in December 2004. I went full time in October 2006. So it's been a minute. It's some experience behind everything I'm sharing with you. Okay. So I want you to know that. So yeah, with that being said, unfortunately, my father is always trying to call at this time. I don't know why, but sending him to voicemail right now. All right, so let's see here. I'm gonna go to the dialer. Okay, so we're 5 minutes in. I'm gonna go ahead and start dialing right now. Okay. Let's see here. We're gonna start dialing. Okay. It says, would you like to resume? No, I'm starting fresh again. I'm gonna make sure that we are starting fresh. And we're calling no dispositions, meaning people that I have never called before, people that we have not set any disposition. If you don't know what dispositions are, it means the outcome of a particular call. Okay, so I've made 404 calls, right? Let's see here. One second. See. So, one second, bear with me. All right. So disposition means the outcome of a particular call. So there are seven possible outcome here. It could be interested, which I typically don't use. I mean, don't let me say typically. When there's a prospect that somebody is solid and maybe I need to call them back, I will use that, but very rarely do I use that. Interested is a disposition. Call back set, I use that quite often. That means somebody says call me back at this time. I use that. I set a time in the system for that. And the third one is appointment set. That's when I actually set an appointment to go to a property. So the plan is to use that always. I haven't used it yet in this series. Good number. Okay, when number is a good number, I barely use that as a disposition. Voice message, I use that a lot. 62 voicemails I've left so far in this campaign. No answer, 148, a lot. Okay, it's a lot of time people are call numbers and there's no answers, especially the landlines, right? Not interested, very rarely, but I've used it 4 times. Not interested, I mark it not interested. That way, I never have to call ever again. So, with that being said, let's go ahead and set the dial on fire. Okay, let's set it going because that's why we're here. That's the most important part of all of this. Let's start, and then dial is going to call me and press answer.
Welcome to Storm.
And we'll
press 1 to continue.
press 1 to start. Okay, and now the first number is dialing. Yep, we're calling Marie Pierre in Linden. All right, so with that being said, let's see here. Let's see what we got going on here. So Yesterday, hello? Hello? Hi.
You
All
have
right.
reached 908
This is a voicemail.
9255239.
Right, so we're going to be interrupted every now and then to leave a voicemail or to talk to someone that actually comes on the line. Those are the two reasons why, those are the two dispositions that will make me interrupt me teaching you as we go. But it's going to be fun either way, okay? So bear with me as we go along with that, okay? So that was the first call made voicemail, okay? And also, by the way, for every disposition, there's a point assigned to each one. And, maybe I always try to review that. For every call made, it's 1 point. For every contact, it's 2 points. For every appointment set, it's 5 points. For every voicemail left, it's 1 point. For every callback set, that's 1 point. For every 30 minutes on the call, it's 10 points. Now, I haven't had to get those 10 points a lot because for some reason, at the 20 minutes mark, the dialer disconnects and I have to connect back. For those of you that have been following, you've seen that happen. I have to call back again. So I lose out on the 10 points from that, but it's all good. All right. So, with that being said, we're back to the training. We were talking about resource management. But before I get into the resource management, the title of today is How to Start a Business on a Budget, right? And business on a budget is it's a big topic, okay? Because frankly, it costs money to run a business, okay? If it doesn't cost money, it costs time. It costs one of those two, okay? And managing your resources is what we're talking about, right? So now, if you don't have any money at all, how do you start, right? How do you start if you're dead broke, or in a fan let's put it in a fancy way, how do you start on a budget, right? You're on a shoestring budget. That's something that I would like to share with you because you never know. Because honestly, I've built a million dollar business twice that crashed, okay? And I've had to start from scratch. Each one of those single times, okay, and the journey has been that way because I'm a risk taker and I've taken some risk in the past that threw me all the way to the ground, crashing and burning all the way on my face, and I had to start from scratch. And because of that, I have the opportunity to give you the knowledge I'm about to give you right now. And first of all, if you haven't quit your job, make sure you don't quit your job until you
Your call has
absolutely
been forwarded to an automatic voice
accept this
message
voicemail.
system. Please hold. Francis is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
All right, so if you haven't quit your job, you make sure you absolutely never quit your job until you absolutely replace the income, okay? And when I quit my job back in my FedEx job that I did for 7 years back in October 2006, I did it from 1999 till October 2006. When I quit, I had $100,000 sitting in my account, and believe it or not, that wasn't good enough, okay? That wasn't good enough because then, in 2008, I did have a lot more savings, but the market,
You
everything
have reached
crashed.
the voicemail box of
Let's see.
732-768-3917.
That voicemail. All right, everything crashed. I mean, take it from someone who has the experience. I don't regret my experience, but you can also learn from my mistakes. Don't quit your job unless the income is absolutely replaced, probably up to 7 years, okay? There are ways to work around and build your fortune after five rather than swapping the 9 to 5 for the fortune. You don't have to do one at the expense of the other, especially if you have a family to feed. It's a very bad place to be where you can't feed your family. It's a very bad, especially as a man, it's not a great place or a great feeling to have. All right, so I definitely recommend that you make sure you keep food on the table while you're building your fortune. Don't do it at the expense of your wife, your family, having to deal with broken record answers, broken record excuses all the time. You may understand your journey, they may never understand your journey. As a matter of fact, they may never, ever, ever understand your journey. being an entrepreneur is a very lonely place to be. You may have a lovely wife, you know, who loves you to death, like mine, who really love what you're doing.
You have reached the voicemail box of 201-344-0847.
Leaving voicemails as we go, right? All right, so you may have someone like that who really loves you and supports you, but it's easier for them to support you also when you know there's food on the table. So you want to make it easier for them. So always make sure you keep food on the table, and don't get people into a place where they are tempted to tell you that you are chasing a dream or chasing a la-la dream of Neverland, okay? So keep your job, okay? So you can you don't have to look over your shoulder, and I've been there. It's a very bad
place. You have reached 90880190195.
All right. Dumping those voicemails. All right. So that's something I want to tell you. So the first step, if you're really, really that broke, you need to find a job. Okay. You need to find a job. Because if you have an ultimatum or you're desperate when you're trying to build this business, you will fail. Okay. Let me repeat that. If you're desperate, if you add any type of desperacy emotions to this business or any business for that matter, you are going to fail. Now, there's a thin line between that and saying, hey, I just want to have my back against my wall because somebody told me that if I have my back against my wall, I'm going to make it happen. There's some level of truth to that, okay? But I'm going to tell you right now, if you have a family to feed, don't do that, okay? Don't do that. Find a day job, something that will keep food on the table, and separate that complete operation from building your fortune, okay? Or at the very minimum, if you have a significant other who is completely on board, maybe they were the person that initiated the idea of being an entrepreneur in the first place. Maybe you have an agreement for them to go to work and you continue to build a business. That would be a different scenario. But if this is your baby and you're the mastermind behind your baby as an entrepreneur, don't impose that on anybody else. Don't impose it on your spouse. It's not fair. They have their own perspective. You know, it's better to just, take care of what you need to take care of and build the fortune after five. Okay. And you can absolutely do it by partnering with people that are full-time in the business. And so that's one side to the whole thing of building a business on a shoestring budget. Find a job. Okay. The other side of it is, let's say you found a job already, where you still can't afford to spend $1,000 to $3,000 per month on marketing your business. In that case, you have to create time, okay? You have to let go of football. You have to let go of extracurricular stuff for a while, for maybe 6 months to 1 year, okay? It's going to be a grind for your first 6 months to 1 year. I mean, think about what I'm doing right now. And I intentionally did this so you can see what it takes, how much it takes to put into the hustle and the grind of beginning something fresh. The beginning is going to be very, 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 very slow. Okay.
Sophia Zulli is not available.
Sophia.
The mailbox is full and cannot accept any messages.
The mailbox is full. We're going to set that to no answer and continue our call. Okay. All right. So with that being said, at this point in time, let me show you what that looks like. Okay. Exponential curve. All right, this is what your journey will look like, and I always like to specify this right here. Let's see.
Hello.
Yes. Hi. Hi. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, I'm trying to speak to Juan Bolanos of Chapel Street and Summit.
He's not. Yeah, but I
want
to leave a message.
Do you know anything about the property in Chapel Street Summit?
I'm sorry, say it again?
When is it going to be back? When is a good time to call him back?
I don't know, but just tell me.
Okay.
What happened?
I'm calling about the property in Chapel Street. I'm interested in the property. I want to buy it. So if you can please have him call me back.
Okay.
Yeah. You have my phone number, or you want me to give it to you?
No, it's the phone shows you here, right?
Yes, yes. Did I call a landline or a cell phone?
Cell phone.
It's a cell phone? Okay, but it's not with you right now.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so, uh-huh. Yeah, please have him call me back and tell him I will try to reach out again in a little bit.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, bye.
All right, so that was a contact. And that wouldn't count. It's a good number, I guess. Good number. It's a contact. That's a contact. Continue, right? All right, so let's continue our message here. All right, so I was going to show you this exponential growth, okay? I'm glad you were looking at that while I'm trying to get back to you here while that call came in. I was trying to mute the line so they don't hear us.
I'm sorry I missed your call, but if you leave a message and I get back to you, soon I can. Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Voicemail. Okay. Voicemail right there. All right. So the curve, I want to try to blow up this curve. Okay. Let me try to blow up that curve so we can see it a little bit better. Copy image address. There you go. All right. You see this curve, the green curve. Is what your journey will look like. The green curve is your journey, okay? And as you can see, the y-axis, that means the, I think it's the horizontal, the vertical axis, the one that's counting starting from 250 to 2,000, you can look at the 250 as $250,000, okay? As you can see, you don't even hit that until, if everything was perfect, you're not making any mistake, you don't hit that until you get to like the 8th month. This is why I tell you 6 months to 1 year, the grind, okay? The grind is absolutely necessary within those 6 months to 1 year, okay? And the first 3 months...
All has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system. 7322596511. Is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To leave a callback number, press 5.
All right, I try to use that opportunity to drink some water, okay? So I'm feeling a lot better today because I'm actually drinking water. All right, so everything doesn't, you don't see action until like 4th, 5th month. And that's the reality about any business, okay? About any business. It takes a while, okay? It takes a while. And if it didn't take a while, everybody would be doing it, right? So, and I always say that so I can remind you that the kind of territory you're trying to play in here is not for an average person. Sometimes it can feel like a very lonely world if you're not networking with the right people, okay? But that's why you want to raise yourself, okay? That's why you don't want to depend on this to feed your family. In the beginning, okay? I have tons of experience to bring to the table here. In spite of that, it still takes time to build anything fresh. I could leverage a few relationships here and there.
Hello?
Hi. Hello? Hello?
Yes.
Yes, I'm trying to speak to Korea.
No, this is wrong number.
Wrong number, thank you.
Hello.
All right, it's a wrong number. Are you sure? Yes. All right. So. All right. So anyway, but once everything starts taking off, because of the relationship you've been building, because of the experience you've been gaining, which most people will never get to that six month mark, right? Most people will never get to that 4th month mark, right? And at that point, everybody's going to look at you at when you get to like the 10th month, when that green line ticks off all of a sudden, everybody's going to look at you like it's some kind of overnight success, right? But
call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system. 201-519-6951 is not available. The mailbox is full and cannot accept any message.
Mailbox is full. My time. All right. So at that point, everybody, most people around you, including your family, sometimes your spouse, children, they will think it's an overnight success. This is why people that leave a fortune for their kids can be a big mistake sometimes. You know, they're going to lose all that money because they never experience what it takes to go through the first, second, third, fourth, fifth, 6 months, sometimes 6 years, okay, depending on what you're building, depending on what kind of business you're building. It takes a while. I mean, if you ask someone like, what's his name, this Tesla guy, I forgot his name now, let me find his name so I can be authentic here. Tesla founder. Who's that? Elon Musk, right? So someone like Elon Musk, right? If you ask him, like, he's trying to take people to the moon, to Mars, to have people living on the Mars. I mean, he's planning things that will never happen in this lifetime, but has a great possibility of happening at some point, right? He's investing with his company SpaceX, right? He's investing his whole life into that, right? Someone like that, they're not looking at making money now or next month or anything like that. They're looking to build something that's bigger than life, okay? So, and your business, your wholesaling business, your real estate agency business, all of that, whatever type of business you're building, is something that's bigger than life. It's a machine that will hopefully run on its own and put money in your pocket. So to build something like that, you should expect that it's going to take some sweat and tears, okay? So now, how does this relate to what we're talking about on building on the shoestring budget? Again, I wanted to just warn you that the idea of I'm broke and I want to start a business, it's not ideal, especially if you have a family to feed. I want you to really get that straight, okay? I want you to understand that you should find a job, okay? You should find a job, and if possible, you're better off, okay? Let's see here. If possible, you're actually better off. You're better off with a job, and then maybe you can set aside $1,000 to $3,000 on budget to start marketing. If you don't have that, then you can set aside $150 per month for a platform such as RedX, and then set aside an additional 90 minutes to 2 hours per day and do exactly what I'm doing right now. If you do that, and you're generating leads, but because, you know, RedX is giving you the leads, and you're calling, you're reaching out to those leads.
At the tone, please record your message. When you finish recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To leave a callback number, press 5.
So if you do that, you're reaching out to people, you're building a relationship, you're dropping voicemails all over the place, and, you know, you can use social media to let everybody know you're open to buying a house. You join a local real estate agency where you pay maybe a $25 membership a month or something like that, or maybe $250, $200 per year. There are many of them in your local areas. And you build your buyers list from there. You can build a business absolutely. If you have 90 minutes per day to 2 hours, you can build a business, a humongous $2 million business per year. You can build that in 1 year if you put your head down and simply follow my lead here, okay? And what does that cost? Maybe $200 a month, okay? So at the end of the day, yes, you're going to spend something, okay? You may, if you want to spend absolutely nothing, let's say you're dead broke and you can't really go to a job, let's say you're blind or something like that, you can't really find a regular job, then you can find a partner, okay? You can find a partner. Hello? Hello? There was no one on that call. Then you can maybe find a partner who will pay the money, and then you do the work, okay? You invest in 90 minutes per day. Okay, all right, so it's a hang up right there. We're dialing that number, all right, and you can, you know, that's again, you're thinking outside of the box and you're getting creative, but you need to understand that it's either you're investing money or you're investing time. Okay, you can find a partner for whichever one of those sides that you don't have. If you don't have money, you can find a money partner. If you don't have time, you can find a time partner. Okay. Let's see here. I guess this is a voicemail. I'm not sure. Just drop the voicemail for that person. Keep moving to the next one. Well, no decision on this one yet. All right. So Does that make sense right there? So shoestring budget, completely I'm broke. The first step is to fix that by finding a job. Keep your job until you absolutely don't need the job anymore, okay? And if I were you, I would go through a recession first. It happens every 5 to 10 years. I'll go through one and see how I handle it. I didn't handle mine very well. My first recession was 2008. I did not handle mine very well. I did not come back into real estate business. I started another business, which did very well, which happened to be my second million-dollar business. But I did not learn what I was supposed to learn. I went to another business with the wrong mindset, with the same mindset.
Hello?
Yes, hi. Can I speak to Vivian Hurley?
What?
I'm trying to speak to Vivian for Lafayette Street, Railway.
Oh.
Wrong number. Thank you. That's the wrong number. All right. So that, not a lot of fun, you know, to be dialing these numbers and be getting wrong numbers. So far, 21 minutes in. Actually, we broke the record of that 19, 20 minutes break off from the call. We're 21 minutes in right now. 17 leads have been called. 27 calls have been made. One contact, okay? So that curve should be making sense to you now, right about now, because I'm actually doing it in front of you. One contact, 9 voicemails however, okay? If I'm leaving voicemails, it's additional exposure for my business. As you know, if you learn anything from my book, exposure is everything, okay? Exposure is everything. So voicemails is like our biggest exposure here because people do call back. And I do set appointments from voicemails. People calling back is like people calling you from a letter, okay? The only difference is that they may not necessarily know why they're calling. So it's not the same quality like you were sending a direct mail. If you do have $1,000 to $3,000 monthly budget, then I would definitely recommend, and I mean monthly, meaning there's no ultimatum. Meaning if you haven't made any money in 6 months, you won't quit on yourself, okay? If you have that, then I would definitely recommend direct mailing, okay? Which means this same list I'm calling right now, there's an address. You send a letter to those addresses offering them that you want to help get rid of their house, okay? So that's something to pay attention to, all right? So with that being said, let's see here. So I think you guys got a good grip of the idea here when it comes to building on a shoestring budget.
Recording, you may hang up or press pound for more options.
All right. That name didn't sound like the name on the house, but every voicemail is marketing. So drop it and keep it moving. Now, if you're wondering how did I leave a voicemail, I have a pre-recorded voicemail that the system automatically drops for every beep that I get. Okay? That's where that comes in. Okay? All right. So now, with that being said, yesterday as we were talking about resource management. We covered the 5th of the 7 different comparisons to explain this. Let's see here. We're going through this again. Pardon me, guys. As you know, we're multitasking here. All right, so, and the last one we covered was knowledge versus execution, and we talked about why we'll always pick execution, because you gain a lot more knowledge while you're executing. Now, that takes me to the next slide, which is active versus passive, and I think I've spoken a lot about this without necessarily going, I think we went into a lot of details, because active versus passive, essentially, it's applicable to each one of the 5 points I made before that, which is time versus money, cold calling versus direct mailing, doing it versus getting it done, right? 100% of nothing versus 30% of something, knowledge versus execution. When you look at each side of this comparison, one is active and one is passive. And the passive one is pretty much where you want to be. That's why they call it passive income, because it doesn't actively involve you anymore, right? And you want to move more in that direction as you go older, as you get more experience in entrepreneurship.
Your call may be recorded for quality and training purposes.
Thank you for calling Bayada Home Healthcare. Our next representative will be right with you.
All right, so somebody has put us in on hold. So this is not a personal number. Because of that, I'm going to click hang up and click wrong number. Okay. Yes, delete that number. No contact and resume. Okay. So, and then another thing I just learned real quick is that when he tells me, do you want to continue the same campaign? Hello? All right, so somebody just hung up. Let's see who that is. All right, let's try to get that person back on the line. Hi, can I speak to David Montes?
Hello.
Wrong number. So I said wrong number. We're going to trash that number. All right, I'm going to click resume. All right, so anytime, in case you're using the Red X or the Storm Dialer, this number of calls would.
Good afternoon.
Yes, hi. I'm trying to speak to the person in charge of Westfield Avenue, Roselle Park, 147, the building. It's in reference to trying to see if you guys would consider selling the property.
You mean selling the property? That's what you said?
Yes, selling the property, yeah.
The management guys are not here in town. They'll be coming back next week, by the end of next week. I can take down your number and give it to them because there's nobody here in the town.
Oh, okay. Yeah, my name is Ola, and you can have them call me back.
Okay.
You have my number or you want me to give it to you?
No, I want your number.
732.
Okay.
309.
Okay.
3834.
Okay, and your name once again, please?
My name is Ola. It's spelled O-L-A.
Ola. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
I'll convey the message the moment anybody comes in.
All right, thank you very much.
You're welcome, sir.
All right, so there's something I could have done right there. I could have been like, do you have a direct number to one of them? I could say that, but I forgot. How about that? All right. So I'm going to set the call back set to this. I'm going to set this so I can call this next week. That's going to be 9 days from now, 7 days from now, the 29th. I'm going to set that to call that number back at that time. And we're going to continue on to the next person. All right. So let's see. Hold on. So active versus passive. Active income is money that you make from selling your time. Okay. Passive income is money that you make from that doesn't involve your time. Okay. You can invest your money. You can invest your skill sets into building systems. You can invest into systems, right? Into team building, okay? That means you're leveraging other people's money, other people's time, okay? Other people's marketing skills, right? And you make money from their activities while you may be sleeping, okay? Or you can leverage systems or machines like right now you could be watching this video while I'm literally deep snoring, okay? So all of that is any money that's made from that is called passive income, and you want to make that as much as possible as you go deeper and you want to move in that into that direction more. So when it comes to marketing your business, you essentially want to have a passive marketing eventually. You want all
your... Call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 90825805559 is not available at the tone. Please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
So eventually, as you get into more experience, you want a lot of your marketing to be passive. What passive means is that you send out direct response marketing, okay? That means you put out marketing, you put out bids, okay? And you become a feature of men, a feature of customers, of clients. And your bids pretty much attract those people to you. And we teach that extensively in our funnels. When you go through the book, Empire Lifestyle Secrets, I teach that extensively on how to do that. And how to have such passive marketing. If you have more money and you have time, then that's something you want to be doing. Okay, let's say you have a hard time. For me personally, as usual, I use a hybrid of both. Now, let's say this part that I'm doing right now, I'm creating content as we're going along, right? If I wasn't a content creator, I would have somebody else doing this for me, right? In that sense, it's a passive marketing strategy for me because other people are doing it. Other people are spending their time doing it. It's passive for me. But if you were doing the calling yourself or doing the prospecting yourself, or you're standing on the corner of the street talking to people by yourself, that's active marketing, okay? And active marketing has the pros and the cons to it, okay? The con to it is that it involves your personal time, okay? That means you can only scale beyond, 8 hours, 10 hours a day, 12 hours, 16 hours a day. You can't work 24 hours a day, right? It's impossible. But even if you could, then all you got is 24 hours a day, right? And that puts a cap over your income by doing so, okay? So it's not the best use of your time, but sometimes it's the stepping stone that you need to get to where you need to get to.
Before you have reached the voicemail box of 973-332-5949. At the tone, please record your voice message. When you are finished recording, you may hang up or press pound for more options.
Now, if you're worried about the privacy of the numbers I just gave, essentially there's no name attached to it, so it's meaningless, okay? So for people who are worried, are you not giving people's public number? No, I'm not, because I'm not telling you the name of the person, so... All right, so let's go on so towards it. So... Passive versus active is applicable in everything from a standpoint of investing into your business to a standpoint of profiting in your business, okay? But pretty much the common thing you should look at there is your personal time involved or not? If your personal time is involved, then you can't scale beyond 24 hours a day, which means you're not building wealth, okay? Which means you don't have other things working for you. You're not leveraging other people's money, time, and other things or resources, right? OPR, OPM, OPT, right?
Hello?
Yes, hi.
Hello?
Yes, can I speak to James, please?
Well, the wrong telephone number.
All right, thank you. All right, wrong telephone number. All right. So as for me personally, as usual, at this stage in my business, I am still very much hybrid, but I always find ways to apply leverage. Okay, for example, I'm doing this right now, but I'm also documenting it. Okay, so I'm creating content as we go along, and there are ways that I generate attraction for my business and more business for myself by doing that. Okay, so that's a way for me to do that, but I want you to understand that that's not a requirement. You don't have to do that. It's okay to have active activities in your business to start off with. And eventually,
please leave your message
as I was saying the other day.
Sebastian Sapensky.
Eventually, as I was saying the other day, you still will have some active part in the business that you take because you simply love it, okay? Like I'm reading this book right now by Ray Dalio called The Principles. I'm still reading it. When I say read, I'm using my ears. I listen to audiobooks. And he loves the part of his business where he is playing in the market and he's making bets and he's deciding what stocks to pick and things like that. But he doesn't necessarily enjoy the business building part of the business, right? And there's always going to be a part of your business that you enjoy like that, and you can still be actively involved in that. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's joy. You know when they say if you love your job, you never have to work a day in your life. That feeling right there, exactly. All right, so just like the previous ones here, time versus money, cold calling versus direct mailing, doing it versus getting it done, 100% of nothing versus 30% of something, knowledge versus execution, all related to resource management, active versus passive, I like the hybrid of both. Okay, I like the idea of the hybrid of both, but you got to find that balance based on the resources you have available, based on the kind of effectiveness and efficiency you want in your business. You want to find the sweet spot of the balance between the two. But a lot of that is going to be driven by how much money you have and how much time you have. Okay, if you don't have money, you probably have time. At the very minimum, you can create time. If you don't have time, then you probably have money, okay? And you probably cannot create more money, but you can set a budget aside to build your business using passive marketing. And passive marketing has a way of turning into active marketing when you set up a good call to action in your marketing pieces for people to call you for free consulting, or for people to leave their message or fill out the form online, whatever that is. Just keep in mind that you have to test whichever one's going to work for you the most. You have to test it. That means you have to find out which one is giving you the best response, okay, based on
Hi,
the time you have.
Hi, this is Joseph Carroll of Coldwell Banker. Thank you for calling. At the sound of the tone, please leave a nice, clear message, and I'll get back to you as soon as possible. I often check my messages while I'm out of the building. So please leave a nice, clear message for me. Thank you. Have a nice day.
When you are finished, press 1 for more options. To reach the operator, dial 0 at any time.
Actually, that name sounds very familiar. It looks like somebody who may have worked in the past. All right, so are we making sense here with the active versus passive thing? It has everything to do with the starting on the shoestring budget thing as well, too. Again, it's all about how much resources, either in time or money, you have, and its management of those two, okay? And I cannot stress that enough. It's going to be an ongoing battle for you in your business, okay? Because at some point, you're going to get to...
Call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 7325408787 is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
So today I managed to get my 10 points for being on the session for 30 minutes. That's pretty cool. That's good to know. But yeah, so on a shoestring budget, then your first step is to find a job, okay? But understand that the battle between active and passive is an ongoing thing, okay? I've had arguments with my partner on whether we should outsource, we should not outsource. Is it profitable to outsource? Should I pay people to do that for me, or should I do it myself? The reason why such argument or debate comes up is because it's not a black and white thing, okay? But what I can tell you is that personally, I may come off as playing it safe to certain people, type of people, depending on your risk tolerance, okay? Depending on the risk tolerance. My risk tolerance was very, very high earlier on, okay? But then as you go older, it reduces because you have a mouth to feed and you have to protect your resources, okay? But honestly, I think I've found a way to bring it down to the science, okay? And bringing it down to the science is a lot more easier in this digital age because you can see data, okay? What I can tell you right now is that collecting data is a big part of what you do as an entrepreneur, as a marketer. Okay. Both data in the form of these names of these people that we're calling, and looks like we have somebody online. Let's see. Okay. Let's try that again. Okay.
Hello.
Hello, hi. Can I speak to Valencia? I'm trying to speak to Mr. or Mrs. Valencia.
Oh, no, that's the wrong number.
All right, thank you.
Yeah.
So, lots of wrong numbers is to be expected, okay? Lots of wrong numbers. Again, you're digging through the rough to find the diamond. Never forget that. You're digging through a bunch of duds until you find your stud, okay? You're doing the same thing. Either you're using direct mailing or you're using cold calling. You are doing the same thing. That's the work. Okay, that's where the work is. And sadly, a lot of the other videos you will see online, YouTube video, they paint a good picture, the really nice one, how many deals they closed, right? You know, I've closed deals too, right? I've closed deals too, and it's pretty sweet to close deals. My highest up to date is $82,000. Hopefully, one day I'll do a wholesale deal where I made $150,000, $200,000. But it hasn't happened yet, right? But what most people do is that they sit down with that same story of $82,000. By the way, $82,000 wasn't my average. My average was between $20,000 and $35,000, somewhere between $30,000, $40,000 per deal, okay? But I've actually walked out of a deal with nothing before. Meaning something fell apart. There were bills on the house that title work did not find, right? There were bills that title work did not find, and we found out at the closing table that we had to walk out of the deal with nothing or else we can't close. And we closed with nothing, but we took back a note, and that note paid us $5,000 months down the line. I've walked out with nothing before. And nobody talks about that. They talk about the good days, right? And those good days are the studs. And to find them, you have to put in the work. And when I say put in the work, it's really mostly mind work. Okay, there's no physical labor involved in this right now, as you can see, right? There's no manual labor involved, right? So it's really either you're lazy in the mind or you're not, okay? If you're too lazy in the mind, you're going to try this for a little bit, and you're going to quit on yourself. And by the way, that would be normal. That's what most people do. That's why most people don't make money in this. Does that make sense? So this is why we're putting the work, okay? If I wasn't talking to you right now, I would find something else I'll be doing as this works in the background because this is automation, and it's building, and it's still automation. It's not really manual. I'm not dialing my phone in my hand, right? But still, you know, that weight can be a lot of work for some people. Okay, that can become a lot of work for some people. All right, so that's that. So let's go move on to the next slide here.
Please leave your message for 908-656-4227.
Get that voicemail real quick. And on to the next. All right, so the next slide here, wholesaler versus entrepreneurship, okay? So if you're here, it's a very good chance that you are an aspiring wholesaler, or you're an existing wholesaler, or you're a real estate investor of this sort. And that's a good thing, okay? But entrepreneurship is not the actual word I really would like to use here, okay? Because entrepreneurship has become more like a passive word, right? It's the hardest thing that it is right now, because everybody is kind of like having the awakening reality that, I don't know if I said that right, by the way, but you know what I mean. Like, everybody's waking up to the fact that 9-to-5 is not going to cut it long term when it comes to building wealth and financial freedom, right? So
your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 908-412-8610 is not available at the tone. Please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
All right. Drop that voicemail. All right. So, sorry about that. So, entrepreneurship is a passive thing. It's a new hot thing to say. I'm an entrepreneur. I'm building my business on the side. I'm a content creator, you know. And you have people pretty much treating this like a hobby, right? They try something for a little bit, it doesn't work. And then they come back 6 months later to do it. They're not consistent, right? It's a fax machine. We're going to delete that for life. Yes. No contact. Right. All right. So think about it. They essentially waste their time calling themselves entrepreneurs. So I don't use the word entrepreneur. I'm an entrepreneur. Not as often as I used to. Instead, I will say I'm a trainer, I'm a consultant, you know, I'm a consultant in real estate, in marketing, in medical, EMRs, right? So I would say that because it's an actual thing that you do, right? As opposed to some kind of passive title, right? So first of all, but that's in that context, okay? But in a different context, I want you to be an entrepreneur. Okay, you're not just a wholesaler. You got to start thinking about your wholesaling business as an actual business, okay? Meaning actual marketing will be involved, okay? So I'm not entrepreneurship in the sense of passive title, but in the sense of an active title where you understand that marketing is the core of everything you do. You got to get the message out there. If you don't do that, you're not going to get clients. Like what I'm doing right now, okay? Like essentially what I'm doing right now. Like right now, within this 45 minutes you spent with me, I have made 59 calls, okay? I've caught 38 leads, right? Made in that time, we've made one contact. But not necessarily, because obviously, I don't know how long you're going to be watching this video for. I've made one callback, set up one callback, okay? All right? So, you know, that's something that, you know, that we are going to be doing a lot of. So with that being said, entrepreneurship in the sense of being a professional, in the sense of you're a marketer, okay? I want you to be that rather than just being a wholesaler, okay? If you're a network marketer and you're listening to me, you're not just a network marketer. You are an entrepreneur, okay? All right, you are an active entrepreneur, and you consult with certain type of client. You call yourself a consultant, okay? That means if you're not talking to people on a daily basis or leaving voicemails for people on a daily basis or having people call you on a daily basis, you're not in business, okay? Any type of business for that matter, okay? So I always like to tell people, as a wholesaler, you're not really a wholesaler, okay? That's a title that I know investor, maybe cash buyers like to give you so they can diminish or minimize how much they think you should make, right? But for you, you're a business owner. You got bills to pay. You have to do some marketing. You have to spend, at the very minimum, you have to spend your time looking for deals, right? And that's a big deal. So if somebody tells you that you make too much money from a deal, you make $150,000 from a deal, instead of just making a little bit and be happy, you tell them like, no. That's because you're talking to me as a wholesaler. I'm an entrepreneur just like you. As a matter of fact, I am more of the business owner than you because I'm finding the deals. I'm looking for the deals. I'm the one doing the marketing and the prospecting here. All right? I'm the one doing all that work, and you're sitting out there and saying I should make less money because you know how to command a few contractors around, right? But you don't have to say all that. I'm just saying you should know that confidently inside of yourself and don't let people tell you how much you should make or how much you shouldn't make, okay? Only you know your worth. You know what you're worth. And the way you project yourself, how you see yourself will be consistent with how other people see you. And they can see you on how you posture yourself, how you move yourself, how you carry yourself, and how you speak to other people from a professional standpoint. And all of that has to do with what kind of title you give yourself. If you're driving for dollars, that means you're a newbie. You're thinking of yourself as a newbie, okay? That's where that comes from, okay? Because all the gurus tell newbies to drive for dollars. Sang that up. That's a fax number. All right. Would you like to count this as a nope? That wasn't a contact. We'll resume. Are we making sense? Hopefully we're. If you're making sense, please give me a like. Anytime I say, am I making sense? The way you tell me yes is by clicking like on the video, okay? clicking like. And if there's anything you can relate with, please comment it in the box below. Leave a comment below in the chat box. Whatever, you know, just leave the comment. Let me know, because I actually operate better when I know that I'm talking to someone. And I will really, really,
you
really
have
appreciate
reached 908-654-5916.
Just left a voicemail right there. All right, so wholesaler, network marketer versus entrepreneurship. You are an entrepreneur, okay? When I say entrepreneur, I mean active marketer, okay? You're a consultant, okay? You're looking for clients to speak to so you can help them solve their problem, okay? You're looking for clients. I have a chapter in the book specifically on this, okay? You can get the book absolutely for free at myempirepro.com. You can go download a free ebook version, okay? It's not a fancy, edited, 100% proofread book, okay? But you will get the concept, and it's a pretty good book, okay? But I have not proofread the book. I have not published it anywhere, so it's exclusive access, okay, when you go there and download it. It's a 200-page book, all right? Hello, hi.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm trying to speak to the person in charge of 121 Liberty Street, Elizabeth.
What do you want?
I want to buy the property.
You want to buy the property?
Yes.
Why?
Did you say why?
Uh-huh.
I just want to buy the. I'm an investor. I want to buy the property.
Is it in foreclosure?
You tell me. Is it in foreclosure?
No, that's what I'm trying to find out from you. Why do you want to buy it?
I want to buy the property. It's showing up on my list here that you may be interested in selling. Are you interested in selling it?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No.
Am I speaking to Elizabeth?
No.
Who am I talking to, please?
Thank you.
So you could tell from the tone that this person is not interested. It's actually, the property is actually owned by an estate. Okay, so it's probably an inheritance. A probate is probably going on. Who knows? Bottom line, they're not interested. You don't have to waste your time on that. You got to keep moving. On to the next. Okay, somebody is calling back now, so we always send them to voicemail if we are within session, and I'll call them back after the session if they leave me a message. All right, so see how somebody is calling back right now. That's what you want. Okay, that's essentially what you want.
Hello, we are not available now. Please call again. Thank you for your call. Memory full.
No answer. Zoom. Sip on some water. Alrighty. Let me see. Somebody might have sent me a text message here. Joseph, you can give me a call. Return your call. Yeah. See? So somebody said you can give me a call. Return your call. Never know. Just got to keep going, right? All right. So, and the reason why I don't answer the call right away,
the mailbox belonging to 90824.
The voicemail is full. The reason why I don't return or try to pick up during the session, for obvious reason, I don't want to interrupt the session, because that will interrupt my session. And number two, is I actually like to search their number inside of the system, and then I'll see the details about the property before I return their call. It's just better to do that, and that also records your whatever the disposition is into your database, okay? How you maintain your database is everything in this business, and you want to do that and nurture the database and keep track of disposition. You want to take some notes. If somebody, you know, say something and they want you to call back later, they say something that you can use in your prospecting later, like they could tell you they're moving or something like that. You could use that as part of your prospecting in the nearest future. You can add that kind of information to your notes, okay? And very simply, okay? So let's keep going here. We're 54 minutes in. 43 leads have been called. Okay. 67 calls have been made. 2 contacts. I don't know what those are, but.
Please leave your message for 9 voicemails, 2 8 7 1 5.
1 callback set and 100 points. All right. So here's another thing I want to share with you. When it comes to...
Thank you for calling the Township of Berkeley Heights, located at 29 Park Avenue. If you know your party's 4-digit extension, please enter it now or continue to listen to our menu.
The township owns a property.
To directly reach the office you need, please listen.
The township owns a property that's in pre-foreclosure. I'm not even going to try to waste my time on that, okay? I'm literally going to delete that lead, okay? Why? Because it's just, I have too many leads to worry about and to worry about that, okay? So, it's waiting for disposition. I'm just going to say the wrong number. No. And we are going to want to delete this lead. And, on to the next. All right, so I don't want to worry about it. If I see a township of Berkeley Heights on a property. Never know. Hi, I'm trying to speak to Rodriguez, the owner of Denny's Place in Linden.
You have the wrong number. This is a company phone. Sorry, buddy.
Thank you. All right, so it's the wrong number. All right. So here's the other thing. As a host, if you think of yourself as a wholesaler, as a bird dog, as a, you know, it affects your mindset. Okay, it affects your mindset, and you want to show up like a boss all the time. Showing up like a boss. When I say that, I mean that from a standpoint of a leader. Okay, as a leader, not necessarily as some type of arrogant fool. That's not what I'm talking about. Okay. I'm talking about that from a very humble standpoint. Showing up as a leader, showing up as a boss, showing up as a, it's the way you carry yourself. People give you a certain level of respect when you talk. Okay. When you show up as a wholesaler or as a bird dog or as anything less than an entrepreneur, you show up with some level of neediness. You need to do this deal. Okay. But when you show up as an entrepreneur, especially as a actively marketing entrepreneur, you show up with like a person that has abundance of leads. Okay?
We're sorry. You have reached a number.
Bad number. Disconnected number. You show up as a person that has abundance. And when you show up like a person that has abundance of leads and resources, you're not needy, you're not clingy to an outcome, right? People can smell that, okay? We're human beings, and we operate off of energy and vibes. We're very spiritual beings, okay? And we can smell it when you're coming off as a needy person. And when you do that, there are all kind of animals here out here that will devour you and eat you and chew you up and spit you out. And that's not what you want, right? That's not what you want. What you want is to show up, and not necessarily people bowing down, but they're willing to listen to what you have to say, okay? And if somebody is not willing to listen to what you have to say, there's a chance that it's not even about you. They have their own problems that they're going through. So, for example, the person I just called who said, I said, I'm interested, I want to buy. And they go, why? And she, if it's, I don't know if it's a he or she, the person goes, why? Why do I want to buy? What kind of question is that? When somebody say that, you can tell. You can tell that they're not motivated, and what you're looking for is motivated sellers. Okay, and to find motivated sellers, if you were using direct mailing, imagine how many letters you're going to be sending, and how many calls you're going to be making. Okay, think about that for a second. Right. Think about how many letters you'll be sending, right? Let me mute this. Well, you guys know I'm on the phone anyway, so it's okay, right? So how many letters would you have to send to get, I don't know, zero response back from 48 leads, right? How much would you have to spend? I would have spent, so let's do a quick analysis, right? How would I spend for 48 letters? I would have spent $25, right?
Hello, please leave a message after the tone.
I would have spent $25, right? But I would have, in the past 1 hour, it's been 59 minutes now, 59 minutes and exactly 1 hour right now, okay? Exactly 1 hour right now. Wait, she will not stop. Let me put that on vibrate. Okay. All right. So 60 minutes, 49 leads I've called. 78 calls have been made, right? 20 voicemails have been left. So the voicemails is another piece of follow-up. Okay. In your marketing, the follow-up can be very expensive, okay? Because essentially you want to send letters over and over until it catches something. And it can be very expensive. So if again, it's an ongoing battle between how much you spend in money and how much time you spend. I tell you right now, if you're an average person and you're starting off, the time is probably the cheapest thing you have. And it's the cheapest resource you can spend into this business until you start scaling. Once you start scaling, you already know for a fact that you can only scale your time so far, right? So much, right? You only have 24 hours in a day. But you can scale how much letters you send out to literally a lot more, okay, once you start making some money, okay? So that's something that it's good to pay attention to as you move along here, okay? So let's see where we are, all right? So those were the 7 points, okay? Those were the 7 points, and I want to review them before I move on forward here. I want to absolutely see. All right. Time versus money, okay? It's always an ongoing battle. How much of your time?
You have reached the mailbox of Richard Minkowski. Please leave a message, and I will be back to you as soon as I can. Thank you.
Just dropped a quick voicemail, okay? So in 1 hour, I run out of my water, okay? In 1 hour and 2 minutes, I run out of my water. So on the next voicemail drop here, I'm going to grab another cup of water, just so you know, before we continue here. But in the meanwhile, let me...
The Google subscriber you have called is not available. Please leave a message after the tone.
Google subscriber. Let's drop that voicemail real quick. All right. So time versus money is always an ongoing. Cold calling versus direct mailing. I love direct mailing, and eventually I'm going to be covering everywhere in New Jersey with direct mailing. That's the plan. But when you're starting fresh, you want to feel on the market. You want to know what's going on in the mind of the people. Cold calling is always a great place to start from. Plus, you are reaching out with in a two-way street type of way. Like right now, I've just gotten another return call that I couldn't pick up. So it's a two-way. When you send letters out, it's also a two-way, but you essentially are getting people to call you after they decided that, yes, they want to sell. It's a good marketing strategy, okay, but it costs money, okay? So in the last hour, I'm going to make this call every day, okay? So I just made, 51, I just called 51, 50 leads. Let's just say 50 leads in 1 hour, right? So think about one hour for the next 5 days, right? In this last 5 days of this week, right? 1 hour, 50 leads. That's 250 leads that I've called to send out.
Hi, this is Donna. You've reached my voicemail. Please leave me a message and I'll return the call as soon as possible. Thank you.
All right, let me grab a cup of water, guys.
Right.
All right. By the way, when I went to grab the cup of water, the call.
Give me 2 seconds, please. Leave a message to call you back.
Double voice.
The mailbox is full and cannot accept any messages.
Okay. So, no answer. All right. So cold calling versus direct mailing is both, okay? You need a hybrid of both. But how much of it you're doing at any point in time depends on where you are in the game. Doing it versus getting it done, you want both, okay? Essentially, later on, you can just pay some money, have a team that's getting things done without you personally getting involved, and you just only do things that you love to do. It's very similar to the rest of it. 100% of nothing versus 30% of something. I'd rather have 30%, even 5% of something than 100% of nothing, because anytime you multiply zero
mailbox
with anything,
on the system, and would like zero. To access it now. Enter your 10-digit phone number, then press...
Hang up. And that's a bad number. Okay. Let's resume that. Right. Knowledge versus execution.
Hello, and thank you for calling the Overhead Doors Company. Please press 1 to be transferred to a representative.
A doors
press
company.
2 for customer
That's definitely
service.
The wrong number.
Thank you.
That's the wrong number. All right. So knowledge versus execution. I like knowledge, but if I could execute and get knowledge at the same time, I will always pick execution, and that's what happens when you execute. When you execute in this game, you make mistakes, things will happen, you're learning from experience, and guess what? You're gaining knowledge. So active versus passive, all day long, a hybrid of both, okay? Eventually, you're moving more in the direction of passive so you can do the things you really love doing in life, traveling, enjoying life, spending more time with your kids. But understand that when you're starting off, just like the exponential curve that I showed you right here, it's a lot of activity for very little output, outcome. And that's a good moment to get tempted to quit on yourself. You just want to be aware about that, okay? And wholesaler versus entrepreneurship and active marketing entrepreneurship, always active marketing entrepreneurship. And wholesaling is just an exit strategy, okay? It's just what? It's just an exit strategy. And with that being said, I think it's time that we cover the different types of exit strategy that you can have in this game. So, exit strategy wholesaling, right? Now, let's see here real quick. Before I dive into that, let me see what we're doing so far. We're 1 hour and 7 minutes in. 56 leads have been called. 98 calls have been made, 2 contacts, 23 voicemails, 1 callback set, 140 points. Okay, so I was able to capture 2 different 10 points for being on the session, for 1 hour straight. Beautiful. So if you want to support my business, later on I will have a link. I'm going to follow up with them in a little bit because they haven't sent me an approval. For being an affiliate with RedX, this is what I use. I use the RedX own Vertex and Storm Dialer that I'm using, okay? So if you want to support my business, I make commissions from when you decide to buy the system that I'm using to dial, okay? Once it's ready, I'll put the link in the description below, okay? And in the meanwhile, if you go to theredx.com and you call them and you let them know, just let them know, we'll refer you. And
they
may have a way of documenting
eight,
that.
5 8 7 1 1 5 4 at the beep. Please leave a message.
All right, we have to drop that reverse. Now, before I dive into exit strategies, there are 2 things that came on the news in the past few days or today that I wanted to touch base on. Let's see here. One is the, I don't know if you guys heard about it, is the Cambridge Analytical. That's the name of the company. It's a company that pretty much collaborated with the Trump, what do you call them? Not the Trump administration, but the Trump, electoral stuff, like the people that worked on this election, collaborated to manipulate data and to manipulate people with ads on Facebook and things like that. And they got the data from Facebook by way of apps. And I don't know if you guys are familiar with some apps that you would have seen probably posted on your wall because you clicked on something, and you didn't even know that you were giving consent to post something to your wall. And then the next thing you know, they post
your
something to...
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 9085836388 is not available at the tone. Please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
So, and the next thing you know, there's this app that's posting stuff on all your friends' wall on your behalf. I mean, that happened a lot in some few years back. And I actually used some of those apps as well, too. And I actually used them to grow a particular fan page that I built at the time for the entertainment world. That fan page went to 100,000 followers within literally like in a few weeks, you know, because of the viral power of the app.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 9085835769 is not available at the tone. Please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
But this ones have taken it to a whole new level. They call them the Cambridge Analytical, right? And what they did is they have used... they've collected data from people, and about 50 million people's data, okay? 50 million users' data, just from getting access to 270 users' profile, right? They're able to reach to 50 million people. That's the power of viral marketing, okay? Now, they use it for the wrong things, and right now, Mark Zuckerberg, as of today, literally had to apologize to the people on CNN. He posted something, and then he also did an interview on CNN where it was basically apologizing, and he's had a few senators asking him to come answer to a few questions in Congress, okay? And what I wanted to point out from there is the power of data, okay? Your database, okay? Your database is everything, okay? It means money. Okay, your database means money. Okay, database mining is a multi-million-dollar activity. Okay, so that's why I always stress it that no matter what kind of business you're in, you're a marketer. Okay, and being a marketer means you understand collecting of data. Both the data of response data, but the actual user's data, okay? Meaning email addresses, phone numbers, physical addresses. If you're not collecting any of this information, you're not really in business, okay? Not just collecting it. If you're not collecting, building relationship with, and nurturing such data, you're not really in any business. Because even the people that are doing it as a crime understand the power behind it. And I just told you, it's 50 million users, okay? What does that mean for a company? What does that mean for a business? If you have 10,000 people on your list, if you have 20,000 people on your list that you can reach out to, that you can build relationship with, right? If you have email addresses to potential sellers, potential buyers, right? What could that mean in your business if you know how to nurture that and how to convert that to revenue in your business, into dollars in your business, right? That is a pretty big deal, and I want you to pay attention to that, okay? That's a pretty big deal. So, yeah, today you could Google it. It's called the Cambridge Analytical, and there's this kid, okay? There was this kid, his name is Alexander Nick, who was part of some kind of research at the Cambridge University, who created an app, and the app's name was, This Is Your Digital Life, something like that. That was the app. So obviously, Yeah, anybody, you know, the name of the app was created with curiosity in it, right? I mean, this big, big marketing mastermind behind this thing, right? When people click on it, it's an app that you simply approve. Once you approve it, so you've literally approved for all 100 to 1,000 to 5,000 of your friends for this app as a third party to go in there and collect even more of their data, okay? And they're able to use the information they collected from this data to understand how the market thinks and what they want, and even possibly skew the mindset of the audience, of the actual users, okay? They actually possibly skew their way of thinking and their culture. Yeah, that was the big word that they used, culture. Now, did you know that if you nurture a very strong database, you can actually skew the culture of the people that follow you? You can actually change their behavior because of the way you do things, right? Now, maybe not at that level, but in very, very small different ways that affect your revenue, you can actually do a lot of damage, like good damages, of course, right? You can do some really, really cool damages with that, okay? So with that being said, we're talking data, right? Now, that's created security issues, right? And now Mark Zuckerberg is saying that they have to limit access of developers' access of developers to your data. And that's going to also, by the way.
Hello.
Hi. Can you
hear?
Yes, can you hear me? I'm trying to speak to the owner of 401 Style Street in Linden. Andrew Lee. You know who that is?
No, I think it's a wrong number.
Wrong number, thank you.
Yeah.
All right, it's a wrong number. Delete number. Yeah, as you can see here, it's going to be a lot of wrong numbers, okay? But remember that we already spoke to one person that wasn't wrong number, this person wasn't in, all right? Maybe actually two contacts so far. So, now, think about this. You may say two contacts. Well, if those one of those contacts become a deal, remember I average $30,000 to $40,000 per deal, all right? Then all of a sudden, it's, you know, the story changes. So it's about sticking all the way through and doing what an average human being is not willing to do. Just FYI, okay? Now back to the conversation about Cambridge Analytica, right? So developers will not have access to the data that they've always had access to, but that also limits the creativity of developers because everything we're doing right now at this moment in time, you watching my video, listening to me simultaneously making cold calling, right, to this leads, you know, and having these leads public record published to me, and then having a system that automatically does a skip trace and find all these numbers, all these phone numbers, right? All this stuff are developed by developers, right? And they're able to do so because they have access to certain data and certain information. But once you start limiting that, that reduces creativity. You know what they call open source in the developing world? Like, for example, WordPress, which is a blogging platform, a blog creator platform, right? It's an open source. That means somebody created it so other people can develop applications on them, all right? And a lot of the technology that we enjoy today has been developed from that same concept. Somebody created an open source platform where people can have access to information and then develop additional technology on top of it. But once you start limiting that, there's a fine line between that and giving people access to the kind of freedom that they have to, that they need to develop really, really cutting edge technology that we all enjoy today. So when people fight for privacy, now that brings up the privacy issue, right? When people fight for privacy, sometimes I feel like they don't know what they're asking for. A lot of people that fight for privacy do not know what they're asking for because there's a fine line between having privacy and having access to the cutting edge technology that we need to advance the world that we live in. What I'm saying is that we don't need, I'm not saying that we don't need privacy. I'm saying, hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi.
Yes.
May I speak to Mr. Billy Eubanks?
you have the wrong number. I'm sorry.
Thank you. Wrong number. Yes. All right. On to the next year. We got about 11 more minutes, guys. 11 more minutes. All right. So, when people ask for privacy, right? Privacy, or they fight for privacy, majority of people that just talk privacy, they don't know the implications of that, okay? Just like anything in life, just like water, there's pros and cons, right? You do too much of it, it can kill you. You take too little of it, it can kill you. You need a sweet spot. Privacy falls in that category. But if you have too much of it, then you have bad guys like Cambridge Analytical, and they can use the data they collect to do very bad things, right? Like right now, FTC is involved. There's investigation involved in this. And right now, they've closed the access that people used to have to developers. And does that mean a good thing, bad? And I think ultimately, as a whole, like Ray Dalio said in his book, Principles, as a whole, the whole thing, the whole world itself will optimize itself. Like the whole market, just like in the stock market, will optimize itself. That's why you have things that we call correction, right? So eventually it will optimize itself. Let's see here. This number here is a Wells Fargo ownership. Never know. Never know. In Cranford, New Jersey. All right, so... so the old thing will optimize itself, but in the meanwhile, in short term, it hurts people. When I say short term, that can mean the lifetime of a person. Like, so when we say market correction in the stock market, that can affect the life of a person in a way.
Welcome
that,
to Verizon's voice messaging service. To enter your mailbox, press star. Otherwise, please.
It's a bad number. All right. So with that being said, privacy, security, data mining, it's an ongoing battle. But you need to understand that there's no right and wrong until somebody is prosecuted, okay? All right? There's no right and wrong. Now, you could do whatever.
Sorry, I could not answer your phone, but please be free to call me later in your free time. My number is 9328209-6134.
Again, my number is 9028209-6134. Please feel free to call me back. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
That's a very, very funny one. We called the number and then she gave us the number all over again on the voicemail message, right? All right, we're getting closer, guys. We got 8 more minutes. All right, so as I was saying, so privacy, security is the downside and somewhat borderline good side to data mining. Data mining is happening as we speak. If you're watching me on YouTube right now, anywhere you're watching me from, somebody, some kind of algorithm is collecting data based on how long you've watched this information for, and it's going to use that to determine your interest. Okay? It's going to use that to determine your level of interest and decide if they should show you more of my content or not over time. It's called marketing. Okay, it's what we enjoy as digital age marketers, and it's something you should embrace. However, once people start using that,
call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system 9084008664 is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Right, I had to drop that for voicemail. So, however, once people start using it for criminal act, then there's nothing you can do about that. Just leave that in the hands of FTC and law. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hi. Can I speak to Karen Holmes?
Can I speak to someone in the office?
Excuse me? No, I'm trying to speak to Karen Holmes. All right, so we're gonna have to hang up and call that not interested. I'm not gonna waste time on. So typically, let me share a quick concept with you before I get back into Cambridge Analytica. When a deal is gonna close, and you're gonna make 30, 40, 20 grand from it, everything will seem to just work in your favor, starting from the very call. Okay? If the call is already difficult, I'm talking from my standpoint right now, chances are it's not going to work out. Okay? Chances are you're going to hit more and more obstacles and the deal will finally not close. And I've had situations where I forced myself to making certain type of to try to get a deal to close, but I knew I could feel like something's going to be wrong, okay? And I keep forcing it, and then instead of me to just drop it like a hot something, right, and knowing that everything is trying to tell me that this is not a good deal, right, it could be a negative energy from a seller. It could be anything, something, some kind of obstacle that's a bit too much, right? That's not an objection. You know, there's objections. There's rebuttal that you can handle real quick, but there's also some things that just doesn't feel right in your spirit. Like, for example, this call that I just made, it just doesn't feel right, okay? It's already difficult for them to hear me, for me to hear them. Let's not waste each other's time. Let's move on to the next one, right? Let's go leave that next voicemail, because the voicemail, some of the best deals you're going to make are going to come from a voicemail, okay? And just because it's a good number, right? So you just want to be aware of that as you're either making calls or you're sending direct mailings or you're marketing online, right? If something is difficult, if talking to a prospect is difficult, it's probably a sign that you should let it go. Just let it go and move on to next. And that's why you need to have abundance, okay?
Hello.
Hi, can I speak to Michael Nelson? And then she hung up before she said hello. Weird. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hi. Can I speak to Michael Nelson?
Excuse me?
I'm trying to speak to Michael Nelson.
I don't know.
I'm calling about the property on 670.
You call me for this phone.
Oh. Yeah, so it's the wrong number. We're gonna delete that from our database and keep it moving, right? Don't get emotional about this call. Just keep it moving, okay? The faster you keep it moving, the closer you get to your deals, okay? That's it. That's how it works, all right? So I forgot, I think I lost my train of thought, okay? So the algorithms, I was talking about the algorithm. Somebody's listening, there's an algorithm that's listening to your behavior as you're watching this video, and then using that to determine what content they should show you next, okay? So if that makes sense, please give me a like, give me a thumbs up, click on this like buttons. Please, thank you very much for clicking like. That lets me know that I'm talking to people, okay? Let's click on the...
Thank you for calling Century 21 Main Street Realty. We are unable to take your call.
That's a Century 21 Realty. So we're going to delete that number. That's a Realtor Real Estate Agency number. And we don't want that in the database. All right. So chances are maybe the house was listed sometimes in the past or something. Yep. Taxes. Wow, you can see all kind of information about the property. It's beautiful. All right. So back to, again, exit strategy is what we're going to be covering on the next session. I'm not going to dive into that right now. Obviously, the number one exit strategy that we use is wholesaling. But you want to have a few of them under your belt, okay? Every time somebody says they're not interested in selling, if they're still willing to talk, you may still find another solution in this next things I'm going to be sharing with you that you can apply and still make money. One of the biggest mistakes that people have.
Hello.
Hi, can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, hi. I'm trying to speak to Lorenko. Lorenko for Lorenko Union.
Lorenko Union?
I'm trying to speak to Olinda Lorenko.
Well, that's Olinda Lorenko.
Yeah, Lorenko.
Yes.
Is this
what
you?
What are you looking for?
I'm interested in the property on Monticello in Union. Is that yours?
Yes.
Okay, I was wondering if you're considering selling it.
What?
Would you consider selling the property?
Say it again?
Would you consider selling your property at 241 Monticello Street?
Contract my property?
Sell it. Are you considering selling it?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Would you like to sell the property? I want to buy the property.
Listen.
I want to buy the property.
What property?
The property on Monticello Street. Is it yours?
The property is not for sale. Who told you to run about the property?
That's why I was asking. I said, would you consider selling it? I was wondering if you would consider selling it.
Can you say it again?
I was wondering if you would consider selling it. I noticed that it's in pre-foreclosure, so that's why I'm asking you if you would consider selling it.
No, it's not pre-foreclosure. I deal with the bank. No,
you know. You're dealing with the bank. Thank you.
Yeah, bye.
All right, so not interested. They're dealing with the bank, but that was a good number, right? So now, you could check back with them. I can change the disposition if they're working with the bank. As a matter of fact, I'm going to change the disposition starting now. If they say they're working with the bank, I'm going to change the disposition to call back for 3 months from now. I'll check back in 3 months from now. So this is March. I'm going to go to June 21, and we're going to call back then. How about that? Okay, because sometimes people want to work with the bank, and typically they're not going to be approved if they still can't afford the property. Does that make sense? So we're 1 hour, 31 minutes deep into this. We're going to call it a day on this session. It's been a beautiful session. We called 81 leads. We made 129 calls. We had 3 contacts. We left 29 voicemails. We set 2 callbacks, okay? So we continue to nurture the database, and as you see over time, the database will kind of consolidate and optimize itself over time. But think about 29 voicemail left out there today as an advancement of the leads, right? And I already had like 2 people trying to call me back. One person left a text message, say his name is Joseph, and he wants me to reach back out, right? So I'm going to end this session right now. As a matter of fact, yep, we're going to end the session. And I'm going to go review the data with you. I'm going to check the pulse of the dialer. I'm going to switch screens right now. All right. As you can see, I'm sweating a little bit, right? It's fun stuff. Yep. Let's go check the data. All right. So here's our data. How's that? So as you can see, today is March 22nd. It records 80 calls made. 80 leads called, 128 calls made, 3 contacts, same, 29 voicemails, 2, right? And we spent 1 hour, 32 minutes on the calls, right? And total, we've made 532 calls, 269 leads have been called, and that's, we have 3,000 plus, right? So we're not close. 26 contacts has been made. 146 voicemails have been left out there. 8 callbacks. Okay, by the way, all this, I can filter the system to just call this voicemails people again in like 1 week if I want. So I can set up a follow-up strategy or something like that to call 146 people to call them back. And I can also call all the calls I've made, the 4, 532 calls. I can also call those people only too. But yes, about 7 hours and 20 minutes so far. Not bad, right? Not bad. So this is pretty good stuff, okay? This is the activity this is money-making activity that's going to bring you the results you're looking for, okay? There's no way around it, okay? So you can spend time or you can spend money on it, okay? What I can tell you is that everything I'm sharing with you has been nicely arranged in my book, okay, at myempirepro.com, was on the screen earlier. All right, myempirepro.com is where you want to go, or you can click on the link in the bottom. Okay, and you want to essentially go and download that book, and you want to read it up to 13 to 15 times. I'm yet to get the link, my affiliate link for RedX. So if you want to support my business with that, you can wait for it, or you can go ahead and just sign up if you're ready to start doing this. Spend 90 minutes per day making this calls. You will find a deal. You will find a deal. And when you post one deal, it's 30, 40 grand. That will help you in investing more into the business and then, you know, possibly bringing some virtual assistants on to make some of these calls for you and maybe filter even a call down to only people that are serious and interested only that you get to speak to personally, okay? But, yeah, give me a thumbs up. Give me a thumbs up. Click like, click share. Comment below, okay, if you have any questions, if you have any thumbs up things you want to say. For those of you that have been commenting, I really appreciate that. And I'm glad that you're really enjoying this session. I'm enjoying it too. The more you comment, the more I want to keep doing it. And as you can see, the results is beautiful. When you see voicemails being dropped and talking to people, that's results, okay? Typically, they will show you only when there's a deal that's closed. That's not the real deal. That's not the hustle and the grind. You know, I don't know what to tell you. But this is the real deal that you need to see. To see what leads to that, okay? So with that being said, hopefully you've been enlightened and educated, and I will see you on the next one, and peace.